Hare Krishna. Bom Bom Mahadev Ki Jai. So dear Prabhus and Mothers, a question should be asked, why do we need to celebrate Lord Shiva's glorious day called Mahashivaratri? It is not the day he was born, it is not the day he got married. These are speculation. The real today is the day Mahashivaratri according to Hari Bhakti Vilas, according to authorities. We have two authorities. One authority is began from Lord Krishna all the way to Srila Prabhupada, called disciplic succession. We learn from them. Another authority is the scriptures, headed by Srimad Bhagavatam Chaitanya Charitamrita. They are also authority. So we have both authority and they give very details with a pure explanation. If I ask you why somebody need to approach God for any reason, you can say many reasons. One of the reasons is, I found three ways people suffer. One is inevitable, like birth, death, growing old, wrinkles, gray hairs. Are you familiar? Anybody ever heard those? Thank you. And death. These are inevitable. But this does not appeal when you talk to somebody directly. They say, I'm okay. I'm not under that suffering. Even though, because they don't focus on that. Another suffering is prarabdha karma. Prarabdha karma means, why did I take birth in that family? Why I was born as a poor? You know, these are the questions like you ask, you don't know the answer. These are inevitable. You're stuck. You're born in a particular country or a race or whatever. Then another inevitable is that by our own action and reaction with the people we hang around. Even amongst devotees. If I am not guarding myself to have a proper attitude, I'll be suffering because of my misbehave with others. So these three are inevitable. I found, I was talking to this young generation from the UF, a group of other day they came, so we sat down and I asked that, you know, birth, death, old age, disease are suffering, do you see it? This girl doing her PhD, she said, not really, doesn't affect me. So I explained her, there is a 7 stages of life, you are in what stage you can check. One is, it's called spills, drills, thrills, bills, ills, pills, and wills. I said, when you are a baby, you are spilling everything here, there. And then you become little teenager or you are, well, in between drill, you know. And then you are very happy with the boyfriend, girlfriend playing. It's called thrills. You are happy whenever you see. And then you finally get married. There's mortgage. Paying bill for the car. You have to worry for this. These are called bills. And then you're done with the family life, almost getting old. Then you get sick. It's called ill. What do? Take pill. And then when you are too old, you write will. And then she said, that's so true. It's horrible. I said, that's what Krishna says. You just word it in a different way. So like this, for some reason we are always suffering. Maybe we are not aware of it. This is, so we do need Krishna consciousness, because Krishna consciousness awakens our eternal life, which we have rightful ownership as a servant. And the greatest servant is Lord Shiva, Mahadev. He is eternally serving divine couple Radha Krishna, and Let me ask you a question. How many of you would like to go to spiritual world and serve the divine couple and live happily forever? It is not a Disney promise. It's a real promise. Haribo!
Haribo!
Very good. So we are going to sing, not as a singer, as an assistant to Lord Shiva and his wife. They are not product of this world. There is a three concept of Shiva. This is, I'm going to hammer it, so please bear with me. One concept of Shiva is Vishnu Tattva. The word Vishnu Tattva means, when we say God, Supreme God, means never comes under the influence of material nature. Never under Maya. But there is another Shiva Tattva which is under Maya. And there is a one in between, swing, goes back and forth. This is maybe a little complex, but you will get it if you just pay a little attention. So we are going to sing the personality of Shiva, who is a great devotee, our leader, in spiritual world, singing all the time to Radha Krishna. And if you become an assistant servant to sing there, you will see Prabhupada is there, all our acharyas are there, all the senior devotees there, your life will be joyful. Happily live ever after in Golok Vrindavan. So we will have a Barahari Prabhu going to play. We are going to sing together because it's a long song. So it goes like this. Munindra Vrindavandite. Everybody. Triloka Soka Harini Prasanna Bhatra Pankaje Nikunja Bhuvilashini Brajendra Bhanu Nandini, Brajendra Sunu Sangate, Kadakari Sheshihamam, Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam, Ashoka Briksha Ballare, Vitana Manda Pastite, Prabhala Bala Pallava, Prabhalu Bhangito Male, Bara. Subarna Champaka Pradipta Gaura Vigrahe Kuka Prabhu Prashasta Kodi Sara Gendu Mandale Vichitra Chitra Sanchara Chakora Savalo Chane Gadakari Shashimaman Kipaka Takshavajanam Yeah. Thank you so much. We'll see you all in Golok Vrindavan. Hari Hari. So to begin glorification of Lord Shiva, I would like to pray to Srila Prabhupada and all our Acharya. You all can fold your hand. Three things we do to be affected when we pray. One is, say loudly with me, Jantram.
Jantram.
Mantram.
Tantram.
Tantram. Jantram means when you say Hare Krishna, means there is Radha Krishna form. Name has a form, personality, their person. When we pray, there is a person we pray, not like a in the sky, nowhere. So when you pray this, then you think of those personality. And the attitude you have is mantram. And the process you take, the purpose behind your prayer, these three things together, Rupa Goswami Pad said, produce the result of your chanting. Manasangharanam saucham maunam mantra artha chintanam abhyagratam anirveda japa sampatti hetava. Rupa Goswami Pad said, Bhagavan Prabhu, Srila Prabhupada's disciple, he asked Prabhupada, when we chant in the temple, is everybody getting the same result or how does it work? A very nice question. I'm paraphrasing. I don't remember exact word to word. Prabhupada said the chanting has to connect the absolute. Then proportion to your conscious acceptance. You figure it out what Prabhupada meant. proportion to your conscious acceptance. So I asked Sripad Radhanath Maharaj one time, he said, how much faith you have, how much you believe, it will communicate, reciprocate with you. So it's up to you, how you believe, what you believe. If you really have a strong faith on Prabhupada's word, Krishna's word, you will get 100%. If you are maybe not, then maybe not answer. So it's up to you, it is not the mantra. So let us do Mangalacharan. Please fold your hand and think you are in front of Srila Prabhupada, and then we are begging for his mercy. Om Ajnanati Mirandasa Yenanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guru Vena Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Shapadantitam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakantamascha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinam Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunnavadi Paschata Deshatarine Bancha Kalpa Tarubeshya Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Potitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. We'll go to the slide very quick because of the time. Is that okay, Prabhu? Karnapur Prabhu ki jai. Very nice. So, question and answer. In order to know the truth, how do you ascertain the truth? So Srila Prabhupada said to Giriraj Maharaj, that the actual truth is hidden in the heart of a great saint. Oh, that's scary, because if the great saint, I don't know how to please him, I will be deprived. Now you may say, like, what about the books? Well, the books, also expansion of great saint. Prabhupada wrote this. So yes, you will know also. But the real mercy also, the book, like Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, his book is not enough, the personality also has to be there. Then Prabhupada touched his ear, he said, I cannot do this with the book, through the book. I can correct you personally if you have some confusion. If you read, you may not get completely. So Senior Devotee Association, and ISKCON is so wonderful. It produces so many senior pure devotees. When you associate with senior devotee, you definitely get clarity. Your eagerness, you also develop an attraction towards Radha Krishna, towards chanting. It's a fact I see in my own life. So it is very important that we find our some special sacred place with the senior devotee who we can take advantage to push ourselves in spiritual life. Okay. Prabhu, we can go down. Okay. Down, down. More. More. Origin of Shiva, you will never find in Shiva. That's why none of the Shiva bhakta, Shiva followers ever become bhakta easily. Because origin of Shiva you will find in Krishna. If somebody do not accept Krishna or Gauriya Vaishnava philosophy, they will be misled. Because origin of Shiva, Krishna himself claimed, comes from him. I have become, take the form. For an example, Prabhu, go down. Okay. One more. This verse is from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 20, 307. Nija Ansha Kalai Krishna Tamagun Angikari Sangharate Maya Sange Rudra Rupadhari. Srila Prabhupada translate, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, expand a portion of his plenary portion and accepting the association of the material mode of ignorance, assume the form of Rudra to dissolve the cosmic manifestation. Now in the purport, because I'm going to go very quick because there are a few slides, there are a few things that are very highlighted. I did that highlight. One is the conclusion is that, okay, I'll read the whole, this one. This is a description of the Rudra form, which is another expansion of Krishna. Only Vishnu Murtis are expansion of Krishna's personal and plenary portion. Mahavishnu, who lies on the causal ocean, is an expansion of Sankarsana. When Garbhadakshay Vishnu accepts the material modes of nature for the purpose of dissolving the cosmic manifestation, his form is called Rudra. As already explained, Lord Vishnu is the controller of Maya. How then can he associate with Maya? Prabhupada asked that question in his own purport. Then he answers. The answer is, the conclusion he writes, is that the incarnation of Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma indicates the absence of the supreme power of Vishnu. When the supreme power is not there, it is possible to associate with Maya, the external energy. Then Prabhupada goes little further, maybe you never thought about it. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are to be considered creations of Maya. So I'll go back to the originally began with. There is a one concept of Shiva is Lord Krishna himself. In Golok Vrindavan, I give you one small pastime, so then you will know. Lord Krishna, when we address absolute truth, always endowed with potency. We never think God without potency. If anybody thinks God only as a potency, they are called Brahman. Brahmavadi, impersonalist, Mayavadi, you can go on list. If you accept God as a spirit, it's also. If you don't define as a personality, I checked with 3 Christian ministers in Gainesville. It was very nice, they're still good friends. Their idea is, what is God? Spirit. What is spirit? Soul. What is soul? Spirit. What is spirit? Or soul. They go back and forth. Okay, then we talked about the unit of consciousness. Is that spirit is limited by the body? Is this spirit limited by the form? Does the spirit has personality, attributes? There was a couple, the couple, both are prison ministry in Stark, like 20 miles from here. There is a prison. Very nice. She said, I don't think so. I said, so what do you come up with? Well, God is a spirit, like, I say, you mean like energy? Say, yes. I said, then you are not actually connecting with God. You are connecting energy of God. Because God is a person. He has a personality. This is what all about Krishna consciousness. He is eternally endowed with. And you find many, I won't say the name, many religion is like this. It's very confusion. So, Lord Krishna, once upon a time, well, it's eternal, but still you have to say once upon a time, he decided to extend his experience on happiness. As he thought, from his left side, a feminine personality came. This is in Padma Puran beginning. Very nice explanation. And this personality has two things. One is raga and dhavati. Incessant, uncontrollable passion to please the Lord. How? Dhavati. By any means, anywhere, anyway. So acharyas, they take the first letter of each word and they put the name Radha. That's how the origin of Radha comes. And if you look at in Chaitanya Charitamrita chapter 4, Prabhupada also translated on that, how Radharani, the name Radha came, origin, from that conception. Then, from his right side, a personality appeared named Sadashiva. Now Sadashiva has many expansion in Golok Vrindavan. One expansion is like Madhumangal, Madhumangal will say, "Oh Shiva, can you make Nanda Maharaj's son respect me as a Brahmana? Because he comes from a Vaishya family." Is everybody familiar with this Varnashram? Otherwise you will not even grasp this first time. Okay, thank you. So then, next day, over there in Golok Vrindavan, Krishna himself expands as a Jogi Baba, Mahadev, and he lives under the banyan tree in Golok Vrindavan. Danavir Maharaj, one of our Ishkan Sannyasi, he took the Kushakrita Prabhu's translation and he put those books, Garga Samhita. Very nice story about this Jogi Baba's life. And he, you think in America we have a counseling system, we have a psychiatrist, psychologist, mentoring. Even in ISKCON we are trying to adapt because it's needed. And especially the successful temple like Chaupatti, Radhanath Maharaj's, this mentoring system is very effective, very soothing, very, you feel belonging, you know, you feel part of this community. You really feel, you want to be. And it attracts, because people are lost in this world. They want to feel that belonging. So, in Golok Vrindavan, they also have like this. So Madhumangal went there and spoke to Jogi Baba, Shiva. Who is Shiva? It's Krishna. But they don't know. They said, next day Krishna said, "Hey, Madhumangal, I ran out of the matha, means buttermilk. My mother gave me, but today I'm more thirsty. Can you give me a little more?" Because he had a big jar. And he's a big chubby also, Madhumangal. He's a chubby, he has a, you know, like, he eats a lot, laddu especially. He said, no. So he tried to drink the whole thing. And he could not swallow, so his cheek is like popping like this. And Krishna goes like this. And drink the whole thing in his mouth. And some demigod from the sky thinking, "I thought he's God. How can God do this? This is not possible. How can God do this?" But this is what, you know, and then Madhumangal goes. And the gopis also, they almost every day they do Mahadev Shiva Puja. Nanda Maharaj's son supposed to be here this time and he didn't show up. "We are tormented. We have come to your shelter." And through the deity form, Lord Mahadev speaks, "Don't worry, he is on his way there." And they, by the time they go to the kunja or forest grove, they are there. Krishna is right there. So like this, this wonderful manifestation of, and you all know the Gopeshwar Mahadev story, how Gopeshwar Mahadev, this same Sadashiva, wanted to join in Raslila. Now to join in Raslila, I mentioned this yesterday in our class. Should we focus on that? Did Prabhupada mention this? Anybody? Yes or no? You are shy? Prabhupada did. The question is, Should we focus on joining Ras Leela dance with Krishna?
Yes.
Thank you. No? In Purport, third canto, fifth chapter, in the Purport Prabhupada write, the purpose of creation, Lord wants to invite everybody to come and dance to the highest rasa called Ras Leela. End of the Purport, you look at. Morning walk, Adikarta Prabhu mentioned many times in his class, that Prabhupada said in a morning walk, he said, I have come to train you how to dance so that you can join in Ras Leela with Krishna. Would you like to join?
Yes.
Haribo!
Haribo!
And guess what? That Gopeshwar Mahadev is the gatekeeper. You have to pass through him, otherwise you are not allowed. So there's a beautiful story because of the time. I'll just make it very quick. So Sadashiv was thinking of participating this Ras Leela, because Ras Leela gives the highest pleasure. It's nothing to do with the sex, in case if you are ever thought about it. It's nothing to do with the sex. It is the most attraction, love between the gopis and Krishna. Not a mundane sex. It's million times more attraction than mundane sex. Prabhupada will write like this boldly. Then Sadashiva was thinking, I want to join in the Krishna's Ras Leela. Now please don't apply this. Oh, he is Krishna. No, don't apply the tattva. Apply the personality. Just like Balaram and Krishna, they are one, but not one in Leela. When Balaram is supporting Duryodhana, he is Balaram. He is one in tattva. He has his own personality. Krishna relish through him that kind of relationship. So you have to think like that. Sadashiva, he wants to join in Ras Leela. So he did meditation, severe meditation, and then Jogamaya appeared. Sadashiva, what do you want? I want to join in Ras Leela. Make me a candidate. I see all the girls joining. So you can't join, there is only one man, Krishna. So what should I do? Oh, do whatever you need, you know, just make me. Said, okay, come with me. So she took Sadashiva, deep in a well, came out, beautiful form, just like gopis. So he went there. Prabhu, you can go there wherever you find that Gopeshwar Mahadev story. I'm just jumping because of the time. So then, okay, is that verse before you went there? Can we come back to, what number is that? You can come back to that. This is very important verse. We'll come back. And then you can go to Gopeshwar. So then, Gopeshwar Mahadev, a beautiful form of gopi girl, join in the Rasa dance. So Rasa dance began. Satakoti gopi sange rasa vilas tar ek murte rahe radha pas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Chaitamita explained. Satakoti gopi. 10 billion. More than this world population. They are all in that Rasa Mancha stage and they are started. After a few moments, Krishna says, something is not right. Because Krishna is the God of centralized world. This world is not centralized. Srila Prabhupada quotes one time, when a community thinks how to please Krishna anyway, anywhere, anyhow, everywhere, every way, that is called spiritual. That is spiritual world. Then Krishna is the God. But when you find another planet or another universe where you do your way, I do my way, I'll think how I lead my life. I don't need it. We are all decentralized. Everybody is their own world. That's called material world, and Shiva is the king or God, you can say, appointed by Krishna. So they are, all the gopis stopped, and Radharani is saying, what happened? Then Krishna says, I feel not similar mentality amongst all the gopis. There is somebody infiltrated with a different mentality. Even though it's 10 billion in number, but they know, you know how they know? Not by the form, by their feeling. Feeling is higher evidence, more than thinking or awareness. We are Satchidananda. Out of three, Ananda is more powerful. Vrindavan means they go by the feeling. Everything goes by the feeling for Krishna. So then they looked at scan very quick, you know, ID. They found one girl is not matching with their mentality. Say, hey, what is your name? Where do you come from? Who is your mother-in-law? Who is your father-in-law? Who is your husband? What is their name? Now, Sadashiv never even thought all those questions. And he's like a dumbstruck. Now, in Golok Vrindavan, there is no demons. But the conception of demon is there. Putana, in her motherly form, is there with Mother Yashoda. But Mother Yashoda sometimes grabs Krishna. Oh, Krishna! All of a sudden, the thought of Putana came. Even though there is no Putana as a person, but the conception is there. She grabbed, and then this lady said, are you okay? He said, yes, there was a witch named Putana. But that lady was a Putana previous life. This life is a pure devotee in Golok Vrindavan. You follow? But she doesn't know. We know, because our Acharya gives, reveals this. So like this, when they all ask, could not answer, and all the gopis thinking, maybe some demon has entered here in a form. Even though they know there is no demon. So they started slapping this new girl. Can you imagine 10 billion girls slapping? And then he started crying. I'm saying he because it was Sadashiva. He's crying. Then the Jogomaya appeared. And Jogomaya says, what is the matter? He said, I don't know the answer. And they think I'm a demon. Then Jogomaya revealed, don't worry, this is my disciple. His name is Sadashiva. Then Krishna came in the scenery. Krishna heard the whole story. He said, okay, because he has a strong desire, we should appoint him, not participating, but he is a gatekeeper. So since that time, he is eternally gatekeeper. Gopeshwar Mahadev ki jai. Because of the time, I'm going to go to that verse if you have, Prabhu. Okay. If you ever face in life a challenge, whatever anartha that you cannot give up, there is a two Gurukuli boys, I will not say the name, maybe they are listening, from Alachua. They are such a wonderful devotee. If I tell you the name, you will say yes. But I won't say the name because I didn't ask them. They were into marijuana, a big time, addicted. They forgot about chanting, the whole group. One of Prabhupada's disciples, I also will not say the name because some of you know him very well. And he introduced this mantra. He said, I heard this from Vrindavan, from a Brajavasi of Nandeshwar Mahadev's place. And it is a beautiful. Do this. So they used to take marijuana and chant this mantra. And today, after 3 months, they are one of the best devotees in Alachua community. This mantra is very powerful. I'm not saying none of you have any problem, I know that. But in case, if you think something lingering, that you can't get rid of it, it pounds back or comes back in your heart, chant this mantra for a while and then. So we are going to chant together 3 times. We will chant together. Srimad Gopisharam Bande Sankaram Karunamayam Sarva Klesa Haram Devam Vrindaranya Rati Pradam. One more time. Srimad Gopisharam Bande Sankaram Karunamayam Sarva Klesa Haram Devam Vrindaranya Rati Pradam. Srimad Gopisharam Bande Sankaram Karunamayam Sarva Klesa Haram Devam Vrindaranya Rati Pradam. Prabhu, would you like to read the translation? Go ahead. Translation.
I offer my respectful obeisances to Gopeshwara, who is Lord Shiva himself. He is very merciful, removes all troubles, and grants spiritual love in Vrindavan.
Wonderful. Hari Bol. Now, this Vishnu Tattva Shiva is Gopeshwar Mahadev, is Sadashiva, Advaita Acharya, Shankaracharya. They are not Shambhu Tattva Shiva. They are not product of Maya. And there are many, many verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Brahma Sangita clarifies. Because of the time, I'm going to jump into Shambhu Tattva Shiva, the second. Because it's very relevant to our life, where we want to really cross the border of material to spiritual. Above the material universes, material world, what is above material world? It's not spiritual world. There is a border in between. It's called Maheshdham. Goloka namni nijadhamni taleshatasya devi mahesha haridhame shuteshu teshu tete prabhava nichaya vihitascha jena govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. We recite this in Alachu after Mangalarti every day. Brahma Sangita we do. Last almost 1.5 years now. So there is a gradation explained that there is a Devidham, this material world. Above is Maheshdham. Maheshdham is a place where Buddhists, they go there. Impersonalists. Maheshdham has a two layer. Lower is called Siddhaloka and upper is called Kailasdham. Kailasdham where Lord Shiva there. And between impersonalists goes there, merge into that. And below all the demon goes there. And next to that in Maheshdham, in a short I'm just giving you a clue, but Prabhupada gave one lecture in 68, San Francisco, about Maheshdham. So beautiful, I don't know how he came up with this, so wonderful explanation, how Buddhist goes there, Nirvana, Bodhisattva. What there? It is like a deep sleep. Everybody familiar with deep sleep? Did you have a deep sleep? How do you know you have a deep sleep? You don't even remember you exist or not. Because from the soul, thinking, willing, feeling, consciousness, these are the characteristics of the consciousness, emanates. It filters through heart, or you can say from the heart, then intelligence, the mind, then senses, then the physical world. The soul doesn't have a direct connection with this physical world. None of you, as a soul, don't have. You take a route called subtle body. If you did not have a mind and subtle body, false ego, you would never know what is material world. So this is a good question to think, how the soul got this body. This is what second canto explained, Bhagavatam. So back to this. So when your consciousness is emanating from you to all the way to the physical world, then it comes back to the heart, and there is no record of dream or sleep or wake or anything. That's why when you wake up, I had a good sleep, but you have no idea what happened to you. This is called Nirvana or Samadhi. You follow? Means there's no record whether you exist or not. How do you know it was happy or not if you don't remember? You know, this is my logic, I just put it. How do you know it is a very ultimate goal? So it is wrong in that sense. And none of our acharya promote that. So now I'll back to this. This place, Prabhus and Mother, you all have to pass through in order to go to spiritual world. What is this place made of? I'll give a very short. Shiram datha jatha dadi vikara vishesha yoga. Vishesha yoga. The speciality, special ingredients that make Prabhu. There is one slight, proper conception and misconception, if you can figure it out somewhere in Shambhu Tattva. Proper conception and misconception, meeting point. So Shambhu Tattva Shiva is a unit of consciousness. I hope you grasp this. This is the most important point. Shambhu Tattva Shiva is a unit of consciousness where proper consciousness and misconsciousness or misconception meeting point eternally invaded in a unit of consciousness called Shiva consciousness. Proper consciousness means I am a servant of Krishna. My only life sustained to please Radha Krishna. There is nothing else. Misconception means I don't need Hare Krishna book. I can live without it. Do you believe some people think in this world? Yes, they do. I tested it. It's not just the philosophy. I tested it also. Do you feel like you can live without God? Yes. How do you think like that? He's a servant of Krishna. This is called misconception. There are five misconceptions what makes the Shambhu Tattva. One is Kala. The time. It creates a three phases of time. There was a little baby of you, now young man, you'll be old and dead. But soul has nothing to do with this. But soul experienced this. Because that Shambhu Tattva Shiva has this. Kala Purusha. Then Ahankar, 5.16 Brahma Samhita, says that Shiva is the source where Ahankar comes. Because he has this with him. How long Shiva has false ego? Any idea? How long Shiva has false ego? Eternally. He cannot separate from false ego. He cannot separate ever from Maya. Inertia, ignorance is eternally with him, connected eternally. This is what causes in Banasura's case, many cases, when Lord Krishna literally cut down 996 arms of Banasura. He had 1,000 arms. I'm sure you all know. I'm not giving the whole story, I'm just going to the point. Then Shiva got so angry, he started fighting against Krishna. And you wonder, how can Shiva fight? He's a Mahabhagavat. He fights because this separate existence idea, it's within his consciousness. I don't need any religion. I can live without religion. I can live without God. You go outside and meet people, they will tell you. And if you go deep down in your heart, maybe you still have a little bit. But you're changing it. So first is a kala, mitta ahankar. You can go down, way down, way down, Prabhu. It's called two chetan mix. So I'll go down to this point again and again. I hope you all can remember this. The proper conception and misconception eternally are bonded in one location. That is called Shiva consciousness. The moment each of you, each of us, misuse our free will. Don't ask me when, you ask yourself when you did. When you misuse your free will, you looked at the allure activities of Maya, that you don't have in your structure. The soul does not have any trace of Maya in the structure. Soul is Satchidananda, just like Krishna. But Shambhu Tattva Shiva has a Maya, inertia, eternally. And that consciousness, also another one is Prabhupada put Madhulila 20.311. Those are beautiful purport Prabhupada gave. You think, I want to live by my own, leave me alone. I don't need anybody. I can't wait till I become 18. I can't wait to become rich, then I'll do whatever I want. This separate existence is eternally also in Shiva. I'll do whatever I want. So long those misconception is not removed from our heart, we cannot see tangible success in spiritual growth. Yes, we are doing it, but not tangible, you know, like substantial success. So because of the time, I'm going to give you two key points. That if you maintain these two key points according to Bhaktisiddhanta Sutagur, you can actually cross that border of Shambhu Tattva Shiva. I know it's a little bit overwhelming. Oh yeah, this is it. So again I'm going to say, the point or unit of consciousness which is made eternally, mixed of misconception, I am belong nobody. I am nobody's servant. You follow? I work for me. I'm not servant to anybody. Why you think people don't like their job? Because they want another boss. They want to be on their own boss. It's the same conception. But actually soul is very loving dependence on Krishna in pure form. But independent we want only in this material world. Independent means another sort of dependence on Maya. It's not independent. There is no such thing called independent. But anyway, back to this. When that misconception and proper conception eternally united, that is called, what is called? Shiva consciousness. The moment you misuse your free will, you got attracted to the allure activities of Maya, this consciousness went in. So I ask a question. A king in a kingdom, how much right he has to enjoy in the kingdom? Someone help me. All of it. Who said that? Very good. 100%. Because he is king. He is not a president. President cannot. It is different. Emperor, he can. Because that's his kingdom. He will do whatever. He can punish anybody he likes. There is no court. President, you can go after. So this is a big difference. Shiva can enjoy 100% of Maya. But when Shiva consciousness enters in me, I think I can enjoy, have a 10 girlfriend. I can be the owner of Florida. Can't I? I want to be. Why not? I want to be the next Bill Gates or something like that. You know, how can soul things like this? Because of that Shiva consciousness. Now, Prabhu and Mother, be very careful. Do not have a resentment against Shiva. You wanted to enjoy. He's facilitating under Krishna's guidance. So two things you must do every day, every moment. Take a subordination. Who are you? My name is Barahari Das. He's a disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. This subordination is must. You want to get out of the material nature? You must. It is not an option. Second is strong desire to please the divine couple, Radha Krishna. If you have these two things, you can cross the border of Shiva consciousness. Otherwise, you will be stuck in. Now, you may say, well, I'm chanting for 40 years, 50 years, 10 years, 20 years. And you will come to a point, yes, you will come to a point, actually, you cross the material nature. You will be in this body, but you cross the material nature. You know how the symptom? There are few symptoms I found Prabhupada give. Very nice. But in a short, so you can think about it. Sometimes you'll think, I lost the taste of sex, movie, all these things. No, I don't want. Come on, some of you can relate that, no? Because you are actually advanced. You literally cross these 14 planets. You enter into the border. But danger is that you did not cross the border. Border is no man's land. It is not a place for eternity. It is only to cross. If you did not cross and enter into this divine relationship with divine couple, through crying, Prabhupada mentioned this in Nectar of Devotion, then after some time you'll say, I don't have a taste for this material world, but what did I get spiritually? Nothing really. So you'll contemplate, maybe I should get remarried. Because I feel bored. I feel loneliness. But you don't see that you are almost about to enter in spiritual domain. There is a deep operation required in the heart called crying to serve those divine couples. If you cry to Prabhupada, cry to Prabhupada and really cry for service and they accept the subordination, it's possible you can cross. And if you don't cross, you will see so many sometimes senior devotees, they literally so advanced but then they fall down. How is that possible? It is not ignorance. It is a real map, GPS. It's explained here in Shiva Tattva. So I'll end here. I hope I didn't confuse anybody or bewildered. because this topics is very complicated. Bishila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, out of all the tattva, holy name is the easiest. And the most complex, he said, Shiva tattva. Then the deity. There are four, he said, very complicated, but the most one is Shiva tattva. But at least you heard it. You have shown your interest to hear about Krishna. That itself pleasing Lord Shiva. So I don't have much. I already late, but I'll tell you. I have to tell you one little story about Krishna because it's like nothing. One time, how important it is to associate with the Hare Krishna people. One time, there is one Shiva Bhakta. He was born poor. His parents were blind. Can you picture that? My narration? Okay. He is thinking, I have to become rich. He goes every day, begs some food for his parents. They are blind. They cannot do anything. He has to cook for them, take care of them. And he goes to school. Then he grown up teenager. He's thinking, I have to do something to get out. Take care of my parents and my poverty. Then one day, roaming around as a teenager, had a glance of a richest man's daughter. He's thinking, that's it, I want to marry her. You know, teenager, maybe you don't know. You forgot it. Teenager, they think like this. So he had three problems. One problem was, what was the problem first he had? He's poor. Second was? Parents are blind. Third was? He wants to marry this girl. But that rich man's will never give his daughter to this poor guy. So then he's thinking, I have to be serious. So he started praying and then he came to Hare Krishna temple. And he hang around and he meets with the devotees. And there was a Shivaratri day next day and this Hare Krishna devotees, they said, you have all this problem, why don't you pray to Shiva? Do Mahashivaratri. Little austerity. And he did. He followed these devotees. And guess what? Shiva actually appeared to him. And Shiva said, today is the day, Shivaratri. Be careful. Whatever you pray, it may happen. Because Shiva is very merciful. According to Jiva Goswami, I have the quote here in Bhagavat Anuchet. He says, on Shivaratri day, Lord Shiva is actually reveal himself through painting, picture or lingam or anywhere. Today you pray. But what do you pray is more important, not the prayer itself. The most important is what you're asking. Don't ask, I shouldn't have said that, but ask whatever you want. But I would ask only loving service to divine couple under Prabhupada's guidance. Nothing else. Otherwise, dangerous, because you will get it. So anyhow, this boy, so he worshipped and Lord Shiva appeared. As soon as Lord Shiva appeared, before even he asked, he was like a shock. Lord Shiva is a real person, appeared. I'll give you only one boon. And he's thinking, one boon. But I have a three problem. I need three boon. So what should I do? But he was intelligent. He said, my Lord, can you give me one more day? Can I ask you tomorrow? Can I appeal tomorrow? Lord Shiva was very kind. He said, okay, tomorrow I'll appear same time. So he went to the Hare Krishna devotees. He said, Shiva appeared. He said, really? He said, but he will give one boon. So he said, okay, no problem. You ask him this. You know, devotees are, they may not be expert in sense enjoyment because demons are actually more. Prabhupada said that. Demons knows how to enjoy senses more. Devotees kind of lost, anyway, you know better. So, but they are very intelligent. Devotees are very intelligent. They know minus and plus, negative, positive of the sense enjoyment. So they can give the best advice. So next day, he worshipped, Shiva appeared. Okay, I'm ready to give you boon. He said, my Lord, give me a boon to see my parents can see their grandchild eating in a golden plate in a palace. Did you get it? One boon, and he got it. So Lord Shiva was very surprised. He said, how did you get this? He said, Hare Krishna people. Then Lord Shiva says, very good. If you stay you know, hang around with the Hare Krishnas and chant, you will come back to me in eternal abode, end of your life. So if you hang around with the Hare Krishna devotees and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then it will please Krishna. So let us raise our hand and chant loudly 3 times Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Bole Bole Mahadev ki jai. Now, I'm sorry I'm a little late. If you are hungry, please go eat prasadam. But if somebody wants to discuss, I'm available. And Bhadra Prabhu is going to lead a nice kirtan, so join also in the kirtan for the welfare of all the devotees. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you.